It's Mark Reardon for C-Speak, the language of executives, sponsored by PNC Bank. Today, we're focusing on the economy with Michael Scully, regional president of PNC Bank, and Stuart Hoffman, senior economic advisor for PNC. In 2017, we saw significant growth through aggressive mergers and acquisitions. Do you think this trend will continue?
I think it will. And we're going to see in this as part of the tax bill is the repatriation. We've already seen Apple bring funds home and other companies as well. It's estimated over the next 2 to 3 years, you could see as much as several $1 trillion come back into the U.S. economy. Companies bring it home, so to speak. Now, one of the good side is they pay 15% on that, so that's going to be the one thing that actually raises federal revenue to help cut some of those, growth in the deficit. But some of that money, I hope, will be used to invest in their people and their equipment, but no doubt some of it will be used to raise dividends, probably to buy back shares, and I suspect to finance M&A, continued merger activity, in particularly the largest company, but even in smaller mid-sized companies.
So we recently heard that Amazon will next jump into the healthcare arena, short-term and long-term. What are your economic predictions on the Amazizing of America?
I can't say as I have our models can particularly predict that. I mean, clearly PNC has people in our wealth management area from an investment point of view that are looking at companies that are either positively or negatively impacted by Amazon. We've certainly seen some of the retailers, the traditional retailers, their stocks have underperformed. So I don't know whether healthcare is the new arena. They've also talked about, we've seen Warren Buffett and J.P. Morgan also talk about trying to get into the, if not the healthcare delivery, at least the healthcare insurance business. So it's one area that, kind of is the providers of healthcare are very scattered, as many businesses were before Amazon. I think it does hold down inflation a bit as we see more competition coming from Amazon and others, which is why, while I think inflation is going up, and I said earlier, I don't think it's going to skyrocket. It's probably going to finally get to the Fed's 2% target, but we're not looking at 3 or 4%, which would be very unsettling. And some part of that is the structural change that's going on in the market by Amazon that's already affected all kind of retailing. And I really don't have any specific projections about how it is going to manifest itself in the healthcare area.
Stu, let's focus on the stock market for a moment. Given all the volatility in the market recently, are stocks in a correction phase, or is this really the start of a bear market?
No, we firmly believe this is a correction phase. We put out pieces from our asset management group, and I'm a member of our investment policy committee that, as recently as over a week ago when the market was having that 1,000-point down day, saying the economic fundamentals that we've been talking about are quite positive. And that, yes, interest rates are going up, but not going up a lot, and corporate profits are going to be going up a lot. And we talk about a global economic recovery. So we firmly believe this is a correction phase. Even in the last couple of days, we've seen stocks rebound. But at one point, all the way back a week ago or less, we were down about 10% using the S&P. We've gotten about half of that back already. So we're going to have a much more volatile market. We had an unusual year in 2017 and a good part of 2016 where markets were quite steady and you didn't have these big up and down days. Frankly, this is the old normal. And so we're likely to see more volatility and we're likely to see some big up days and big down days. And let's remember, when you go down 1,000 points even, but you're at 28,000, that's a far less percentage decline than we've seen, back in 87 when the market fell 500 points, but that was 20%. So it's not only the numbers, it's the percent. We're telling our clients, expect more volatility, but our advice is definitely don't sell. Don't be scared out of this market. And indeed, if they've been holding some cash waiting for the market to correct, we think this is the time to deploy some of that back in the market.
So, Stu, closer to home, what is the outlook for the St. Louis economy?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, St. Louis has done, fairly well the last several years. They haven't quite performed as well as the national trend. Last year, in the beginning of 2016, you've got jobs back up to where they were, before they peaked back in 07. So about 2 years ago, you went past your old peak, which, by the way, was about 1.36 million people employed in the St. Louis metropolitan area. At the end of last year, it's closer to 1.38 million people. So there was a gain in jobs last year of around 15,000 jobs. As I mentioned, the unemployment rate is down around 4%, actually a little under it, although I suspect that understates things. For this year, we're looking for the St. Louis metropolitan area to grow jobs around 1%. That's pretty much in line with the national trend. It translates into about 14,000 more people working, you know, deeper into new highs for the region. We think the unemployment rate will probably be around 3.9%. The national number we think will average this year about 3.7%. We talked earlier about the U.S. economy. I don't know if I specifically gave the number that we think the 4.1% current unemployment rate will end this year closer to, you know, 3.5 or 3.6 and maybe average about 3.8 for the year. And we think St. Louis will be around 3.9%. And housing prices are rising. You, again, right around the same time that you passed the old peak in jobs about 2 years ago, you actually got back all the gains in home prices on average that have been lost in basically 07 through 2012. House prices in St. Louis grew around, it looks like they grew around 4% last year. And we think this year a little slower, 3.5%. So to sum it up, St. Louis, sort of in line with the national economy, 1% jobs, that's 15,000, dropping the unemployment rate below 4%, and house price appreciation around 3.5%. I can't quote a lot of other statistics to you, like GDP or inflation, that you can at the national level, because they just don't exist for a metro area. So I've tried to highlight kind of the three things that we have good data for that reflect jobs, housing, employment, unemployment, that's readily available and I think reliably so for metropolitan areas.
So the C-Speak community is looking ahead not just to 2019, but for the next 5 to 10 years. Care to make a prediction for the long term? Are there actions CEOs and CFOs should make sooner rather than later?
Well, one thing we've been predicting is, you know, for several years that the interest rates that were at rock bottom from basically 08 to 2015 was unsustainable. It was way too low. It was an emergency situation from the financial crisis. So one thing we've been recommending is that CEOs and CFOs hedge against rising interest rates. And they can do that through swaps or locking in some long-term debt. And we would still give that advice looking out over the next 3 to 5, I don't know about 10, but over the next 3 to 5 years, as we say, we think interest rates will go up. Homeowners, the same thing. You know, maybe it's a good time to lock in a rate, or if you're thinking of buying, probably good to get it done. The tax laws aren't as favorable to owning a home, but mortgage rates are likely going up and home prices are going up. I think we're going to get 3%+ real economic growth the next couple of years. I think that's going to put more wage pressure. I think that means, you know, enhancing productivity, investing in your workers and in your equipment to accelerate productivity is going to be very important. Retaining workers, training them on the job, because it's going to be harder and harder to find them, reaching out into the, you know, colleges and high schools and professional schools and training schools to get more workers is going to be really important. And as I said, I guess I wouldn't bet on the next 3 to 5 years of sustained economic growth near 3%. And it's not maybe in the, you know, the near term, but in a 3 to 5, certainly a 10-year horizon, something's going to go wrong in the U.S. and the global economy. Maybe it's those piling on of deficits. Maybe it is an upturn in inflation. Maybe it's geopolitical issues. And, you know, be somewhat defensive, and as CEOs and CFOs always do, keep an eye to what could go wrong. And if it maybe isn't directly in front of you, it's out there over the next couple of years, and be prepared for the opportunities and the risks that a downturn in the U.S. economy is likely to give us by the end of this decade or probably early in the next one.
Mike Stewart, thanks for joining us today for another C-Speak interview. C-Speak, sponsored by PNC Bank.